Live.com.
Description for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Jane. Hi, Jane.
Recently, just a day ago, got diagnosed with glaucoma. I was told that it is, in fact, hereditary. And I had a few questions, such as maybe, is there anything else that causes that? I was told that it was verbatim, hereditary only. Is there anything else that I could do to try to get this out? Right now, they've got me like on eye drops 3 times a day. It started out with like a black spot. My whole eye went black on one side. After all the tests, I found out I got another small dot on the other eye. We don't know if that's going to come back or not. My pressure was like 58, 3 times the pressure that it should be.
Well, it just depends. The issue is with the eyes and with glaucoma, and the pressure can be coming from different, several different things. And the alternative guys think it comes from one way, I guess, if you will. And of course, medicine agrees that it comes from another. Some of the best things you can do for overall eye health and to support the eyes. Number one, of course, you got obviously your ophthalmologist probably supporting you in this and carrying you through. The other thing we know for sure about eye health is lutein. Lutein has strong antioxidant properties that support overall eye health and also reducing inflammation in the body as a whole. From a natural perspective, those are some of the best things you can do. From a nutritional and lifestyle-based perspective, some of the best things you can do to support the eyes. The main thing you want to do is stay with what your ophthalmologist has you doing. That's the key. All right. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Is marijuana going to be a diet? Well, they're saying possibly. So what to eat? Want to eat whatever you want, stay thin, and never exercise? Well, that's the new promise of what researchers at the University of California in Irvine say might become a reality soon in the topic of weight loss. Interesting. In a mouse study, of course, it's with mice, but in a mouse study, researchers found that a brain chemical with characteristics similar to an active cannabinoid ingredient in marijuana helped regulate the body's overall metabolism. When scientists tweaked the protein in the mice's brains that turned down the levels of a compound called 2-AG, which is compared to what's in marijuana, the mice's metabolism skyrocketed. So the mice were able to eat high-fat food diets without exercising and maintain normal blood pressure and no increased risk of heart disease or diabetes. Researchers reported in the March issue of the Journal of Cell Metabolism, the researchers explained that in a university release that the mice were in hypermetabolic state. That means it's going really fast. They said, we discovered that these mice were resistant to obesity because they burn fat calories much more effectively or efficiently than normal mice do, explained Danielle Potamelli. She's a PhD and professor of pharmacology and researcher on the study. We had known that these chemicals played a role in cell energy regulation, but this is the first time that we found a target where it actually occurred. So specifically, the mice stayed thin because their brown fat, which exists in all mammals, became hyperactive and was converted into heat much more rapidly. Brown fat naturally burns calories only when the body is in a cold environment. Now, recent research published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation found that to create a similar fat-burning effect in humans, scientists would need to create a drug that blocks this 2-AG production in the brain, which they don't anticipate will happen for many, many years. But the fact is that marijuana, which is now becoming more popular, of course, and it's in the news how it's getting legalized in certain states, marijuana actually has chemicals in it that can support overall health when it comes to metabolism. Not that I'm advocating pot. I'm just saying look for some things that are coming around the corner. Don't go get high and then try to lose a bunch of weight. I'm not advocating that at all. Let's go now to Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
A call in regard to
heartburn and indigestion. I want to know what causes it. You know, maybe homeopathic remedies, you know, or something, you know, and what other kind of damage it can cause to your body as far as, you know, have hurt from the heart, and then also your esophagus. So if I get a little more insight on that, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, let's look at digestive health as a whole. I mean, everybody wants, and again, I get these questions all the time, you want the, when you say homeopathic, you're looking really for more of a natural approach, is kind of the thought. And when it comes to the GI tract, there's some basic principles for overall digestion. If you deal with acid reflux, if you deal with heartburn, if you deal with any of those kinds of issues, the basic principles are all the same. Number one, you want to increase the good gut bacteria. Number one, by doing that, you can do probiotics. That's very simple. It's a supplemental form you can do. Putting the good bacteria back in the digestive tract is incredible for setting the stage for a healthy gut, healthy colon, healthy digestion. We're only as healthy as the foods we can digest, absorb, and assimilate. Those are the keys. So by putting the right stuff in, that's where you're going to give the best benefits to the body. Good, healthy gut flora, probiotics. You can do yogurt, of course, which has live probiotics in them. It's a great food source. Fermented vegetables like kimchi are great options as well. Building a good digestive tract is exceptionally important. It's very important along the way. Now, another key that's very important in this that I really want to focus on in dealing with good gut health is making sure that your elimination is good. The probiotics are important. Doing that, but also digestive enzymes. Eating digestive enzymes with your meals every single day is critical. We don't have the enzymes in our soil like we used to have. And so by putting the right kind of enzymes with your food, eating good, you know, foods as best you can, fruits and vegetables, organic if you can, but don't freak out if you can't. I'm just excited that you'd be eating fruits and vegetables and not French fries. So I'm just trying to get people off of that plan. And that's really the key. So focusing on that is good for digestive health, getting plenty of digestive enzymes. Come off the grains, come off of gluten, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers for a period of time, not forever, but for a period of time will really help a lot of the GI distress that could be going on with that. Acid reflux, check out apple cider vinegar. Many times apple cider vinegar as a good food source can help regulate a lot of the hydrochloric acid that may be missing in your digestion due to maybe stress overload, or which is very popular now. And again, make sure you're eating a good, clean, low inflammatory diet as well. All that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, by the way. If your doctor has you on medicine, you want to stay on it. Don't change anything. But maybe take some of these tips to he or she and see what they recommend. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete Age Tool Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets, but I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Rocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The body, really important. And me, I love nutrition, so this is a big key. So curry is really important. It's a spice that gives a beautiful yellow color. Of course, it's called curcumin. And really good. Lab studies have shown that curcumin is a whole and supplemental form could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors, possibly when combined with certain drug-based therapy. It also may have anti-inflammatory effects that could protect the overall cell health. You need supplements to get enough curcumin to even make a difference. So the foods are okay, but the supplements make a difference. By putting veggie curry full of broccoli, onions, and garlic on your breast cancer prevention menu could help make your anti-cancer nutrition plan a lot more fun. Now, just know, I do think this is very important. There is a new board certification for dietitians on the oncology side, and they're training them very well on how to create supportive therapy as far as foods go in your plan if you're dealing with cancer. Now, get with a dietitian that's got this credential, and I'm telling you, they'll give you great information. Broccoli's another one. Broccoli's garnered the most attention as breast cancer prevention food. Research has shown that it may block tumor growth, explains Marion, who's preventing the further spread of cancer if it does occur. You can also get this anti-cancer benefit from other cruciferous veggies, including cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. But you most likely need to eat one or more of these vegetables every day, she advises. Marion's a registered dietitian in the study that I'm talking about. Now, garlic's another big one, too. Been around forever. I'd eat a clove every day. But garlic seems to have an impact on what we call cell cycling. It's the process by which a normal, healthy cell might become cancerous. The credit for these goes to a component called allyl sulfide. The allyl sulfides are found throughout the onion family. And so garlic and onions, you can add them to your recipes. And, of course, they make a difference. You can get them in a supplemental form if that's what you want to do. But, again, with people on blood thinners, you always need to check with your doctor before taking any garlic supplements because there could be potential drug interactions on that. Apples are great. Now, apple a day keeps what? The doctor away. That's very true. But there's a catch. If you normally peel your apple and toss away the colorful wrapping, you're tossing away the rich source of antioxidants, fiber, and the compounds, including quercetin, that are strong in the anti-cancer nutrition category. Lab studies show that the apple peel can actually fight the spread of cancer cells. So good news is that you won't need the exotic the varieties, like all the different fancy kind of apples, Fuji apples and all these other, you know, Granny Smith. The regular Gala apples are just as good. Regular red apples are fine. And of course, you may like the taste of the other ones, but all of them contain most of the tight-packed cancer-fighting nutrients in the peel. Pomegranates are good, too. Now, these are my favorite. Now, I got to be honest. I've always had pomegranate juice, but it wasn't until about a couple of years ago that I actually had a pomegranate. Some of my medical training that I was doing, I had a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant eating one, and I said, you know, I've never really had one of those. Let me have it. I'd love to try it. And, of course, if you never had one, you crack them open, cut them open, and it looks like a honeycomb inside with these little red seeds. And, I mean, it is, they're so good. I mean, if you think the pomegranate juice tastes good, the actual fruit, to me, is just amazing. Now, it's very messy. I got it all over myself. I mean, it's like the red dye just goes everywhere. But they're unbelievably good. So research in the role of pomegranates are saying now are very, very strong. And they're strong in the help to fight cancer growth, especially estrogen-dependent cancers, which, as we know, are a lot of the breast cancer type issues. So some of the things I love about pomegranates that they're talking about, that, of course, adding to your grocery list is important, but they also can help fight heart disease and potentially prostate cancer, guys. So they're just phenomenal at what they can do. They're very, very good, too. I just love the taste of them. Walnuts are very important. Now, all the nuts are great. Almonds, you know, I talk about them a lot. But the walnuts are fantastic. Now, they have a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acids. They help reduce body inflammation. And we also know that they're great as a preventative measure for breast cancer tumors and also prostate. So this tasty nut, they say, can play a role in your breast cancer prevention. Fish is good, too. Don't forget your omega-3 fats. Salmon is phenomenal as well. But, of course, the anti-cancer nutrition recommendations usually say limit your intake of red meat and processed meats like bacon and packaged deli meats. You always want to lean toward mackerel, salmon, sea bass, and tuna as more of your better or your better choices in this. And I really do. I'm a huge fish guy, too. I eat fish all the time. I think it's one of the best sources of proteins next to eggs that we can get. Flaxseed, they're saying now, of course, is very beneficial in people that deal with breast cancer or they're concerned about it. When you use milled flaxseed, it has a component called lignans, explains in this. And lignans may actually decrease cancer growth, making it a perfect substitute or help or addition to the diet for management in most cancer situations. It's a good adjunct. Remember, these are not cures. These are not the ultimate remedies. These are supportive foods. While you're going through chemotherapy, while you're going through radiation, whatever your oncologist has you doing, you know, talk to them about this. Get a good oncologist-based RD that is get their little certification in that. It makes a big difference. Soybeans are good, too. Don't forget, we've got some more foods that are beneficial for breast cancer if you're dealing with that or know someone that is. I'm talking about the top foods that will support your body. If you're dealing with breast cancer, you wanted to prevent it and not go there, or you're under treatment and therapy right now and you want to know what can you do to build your body up. Got a few more foods to talk about that, and back to the calls when we come back. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, one of my favorite areas in the country is Asheville, North Carolina. I love the mountains of Western North Carolina. They're beautiful. Of course, being an outdoors guy like I am, I love spending a lot of time over there. But now, one in four deaths in Western North Carolina are associated with heart disease. Of course, across the country, the numbers are about the same. But together, I really believe we can change this. And for the last 14 years, Black Mountain, North Carolina, has hosted two of the premier trail races in the country. The Black Mountain Marathon, which is 26.2 miles, and the Mount Mitchell Challenge, which is 40 miles. Nationally recognized long-distance races, they weave their way to the base and peak of the highest mountains on the East Coast. The mission of the WNC, or Western North Carolina Heart Challenge, is education and motivation. So we hope to educate folks about the importance of exercise, one of my big keys, in preventing heart disease. And we hope to motivate folks to get out and exercise even more, even if it's just a little bit. I always say just get out and just do what you can. But if we run the race, you can get out and exercise. So the goal of the WNC Heart Challenge is to raise $10,000 to support education and awareness programs for young people in WNC or Western North Carolina through Mission Hospital in Asheville Cardiology. So this year, the WNC Heart Challenge happens on February 23rd, coming up right around the corner. And joining us right now is John Richardson. He's the co-founder of the WNC Heart Challenge. So John, the event, obviously, you're co-founder of, and it has a very special meaning to you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what it means to you, why you founded it, and where your heart is with, literally, no pun intended, but where your heart is for this event.
Absolutely. Well, the race actually began in 1999, and it was originally marketed as America's toughest marathon, and since then it has grown into an ultra race, a 40-mile component to the race, and it's grown from 50 competitors to now, this year, there'll be 450 competitors.
Wow.
And I was fortunate enough to be one of the original 50 to run the race back in 99, ran it a couple times, ran the 40 once, and then decided to take a break from running. And I guess about 8 years ago, had actually my little sister got stage 3 melanoma, and I went in to get checked just to make sure I didn't have skin cancer.
Right.
And by chance, my primary care doctor heard a heart murmur. And I kind of laughed about it because I had been an athlete my whole life, and nobody had ever told me I had a heart murmur. And it kind of caught his attention because I had a full physical 6 months earlier, and he hadn't heard anything. One thing led to another, and ended up having a aortic valve replacement, my aortic root replaced. And it was not any fun. It was an incredible challenge, but I was fortunate enough to have some great doctors and great family support taking care of me. And so that was about 8 years ago. And a few weeks ago, I turned 40, and as a goal of mine, I decided I wanted to run the race one more time.
Right.
And didn't want to do it just to do it. I wanted to do it to kind of help raise awareness, because that's something that I'm passionate about. The single most important thing that folks can do for the most part for their health is get out and go for a walk every day for 30 minutes.
It really is. The research behind that is so strong, you know, as far as exercise goes and overall cardiovascular health. And John, you know, as you're sharing this, I mean, I just want to stop for just a second. So, you know, you're about 32, I guess, and you go in and they tell you have a heart murmur, which a lot of times can be congenital. You know, you're born with it and it's something that just never got caught. And as we get older, it can kind of show up. So when they told you that, you know, what were you thinking at that point? Were you just thinking, okay, did they first tell you it was no big deal? How did they get into the replacement? How did you go into that far? And what were your thoughts going through that? I mean, did it change you? And if it did, how?
All happened over about a month period of time. And I could tell from the way the doctors talked to me that there was some urgency. Mine was congenital, and mine was unique in that it stopped functioning over a relatively quick period of time. So I can remember pulling in. I was living in Atlanta at the time, to Emory Heart Center, and my wife said to me, "Well, who are you going to see?" And I told her it was Dr. Book. She was in the car with me. And my wife at the time was the pharmacist for the Emory Village CVS, and she filled all the prescriptions for a lot of the doctors that came out of, sent their prescriptions for their patients out of the hospital.
Right.
And I said, "Dr. Book," and she said, "You mean Wendy Book?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Why aren't you going to see a heart transplant cardiologist?" And that was my first clue that something was up. I really thought it was like a candid camera show. I really thought it was a joke. And at that point, when she sat down and said, "Well, John, you look like you're in great shape, except for your heart, and this is how we need to fix it," and pulled out a diagram and started marking X's and O's, I laughed. I said, whoa. I said, "Hold on. Are we talking optional here?"
Can we talk about this? Is this something that maybe we can sleep on? Or what's
the deal? I said, "Yeah, you know, is this guy saying this?" And she said, "Oh, no, you can live maybe another year, maybe a year and a half, unless you get this done." I said, "Okay." I said, "Is this something that can go in through my groin and just, you know, run a little catheter up and do it that way?" And she laughed, said, "No, they're going to have to crack you open, and they do a real good job of it, though." And I was fortunate to have some really good doctors looking out for me. And part of my decision to move to Asheville has been the emphasis on healthcare and healthy lifestyles and the incredible heart facility that they have at Mission Hospital. And
they do.
And the good doctors there that take care of me now.
Yeah, Mission is a great team over in the Asheville area for sure. Now, the co-founder, that's such an amazing story. It is really, you know, to be that young and to be told that and to be facing that is a bit of a challenge. But to rise above it and go through it, and the doctors did a great job, like you said, it just puts you on a path to want to not see other people have to go through any other challenges like that toward their heart. The co-founder of the challenge is Grayson Deal. And I guess Grayson has an amazing story as well. Do you want to share a little bit of that on his behalf?
Yeah, he had a SVT, and this was several years ago. Had it ablated. Everything is great now, but he was inspired to do the same type thing, and he actually thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail and raised a good chunk of change for the American Pediatric Cardiology Association, I think. But he was inspired to do that, and he and I were kind of swapping heart stories one day, sitting down at lunch, and he had just signed up to run this race, and I had signed up to run the race. I said, "Hey, maybe we could do something with this. Maybe we could help get the word out." So that's kind of how it came together with me and Grayson working together on this.
Well, I think it's a great event. I think it's going to inspire a lot of people, and our hope is that many people in the Asheville area will come together and be a part, and if they can't, even other people that are around the area are really want to support heart health for others and research and that sort of thing, can be able to donate and be able to help support others as they go through this. So getting involved in the WNC Heart Challenge can be done in three simple steps on the website. Is that right? Why don't you take us through those steps?
Absolutely. We ask folks to do three things. Number one is educate themselves. And we have a really cool, it's a 9-minute video, and it's just a link on the website that goes to YouTube. There's this family practice doctor up in Canada that's really interested in preventative health. And the title of the video is 23 and a half hours. And the premise of it is, can you limit your sitting or sleeping to just 23 and a half hours a day? So what he's saying is, get out and be active for 30 minutes a day. It's a great little piece. It's 9 minutes and 15 seconds. And we really want everybody to, if they do anything, go on the website and check that out, because it'll open your eyes as to the importance of getting out and exercising every day. And like we said, it doesn't mean you have to go out and run a marathon up a mountain in February up the highest peak on the East Coast. But the whole goal is that if I can do it and if Grayson can do it, then everybody else can get out and exercise, go for a walk 30 minutes a day.
So
the first piece is watch the video and educate yourself. And then the second piece is motivate yourself. Get up, get off the couch, turn off the TV, get outside and enjoy the beautiful weather. Enjoy God's creation out there and just be active. Get a dog, go to the Humane Society, get a dog, take your dog for a walk every day, but do something. And then for folks that do want to help financially, the third piece is donate. So we want folks to educate, we want them to be motivated, and we want them to donate, because talking with the physicians, the cardiologists at Asheville Cardiology, it's such an epidemic at this point, not just in Western North Carolina, but across the country, that they really feel like we need to be starting earlier and earlier with the message to get out and exercise. So
you have to, John. You really do. We're talking with John Richton. Thank you so much, John, for sharing that story and for all that you do as being a co-founder of the WNC Heart Challenge. It's just going to be such a huge impact for the area. And just so you know, the proceeds, whenever you donate to this, will go to the Children's Hospital and the Children's Programs in the WNC area. Mission Hospital is a huge sponsor of that, and also Asheville Cardiology, you know, two big players in the area that have made huge impacts in people's overall health that we're excited about. If you want more information, go to WNCHeartChallenge.com. That's WNCHeartChallenge.com. I want to thank John Richardson again for being with us. Make sure to check it out and get healthy on February 23rd.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. America, this is your show. It's about your health. It's about your fitness. It's about your life. It's about going to the next level. Now, interestingly enough, one thing that's a hot topic right now with women for sure is breast cancer. It's something that many women are nervous about. They get scared. They don't know what to do. And I want to talk to you about some tips that can help as far as foods go to support the body on the preventative side. Okay? It doesn't mean you change anything your doctor's doing. This is more in prevention for what some of the studies out there are saying about breast cancer. So here's some foods that can support the body. Really important. And me, I love nutrition, so this is a big key. So curry is really important. It's a spice that gives a beautiful yellow color. Of course, it's called curcumin. And really good. Lab studies have shown that curcumin is a whole and supplemental form could play a role in helping fight breast cancer tumors, possibly when combined with certain drug-based therapy. It also may have anti-inflammatory effects that could protect the overall cell health. You need supplements to get enough curcumin to even make a difference. So the foods are okay, but the supplements make a difference. By putting veggie curry full of broccoli, onions, and garlic on your breast cancer prevention menu could help make your anti-cancer nutrition plan a lot more fun. Now, just know, I do think this is very important. There is a new board certification for dietitians on the oncology side, and they're training them very well on how to create supportive therapy as far as foods go and your plan if you're dealing with cancer. And get with a dietitian that's got this credential, and I'm telling you, they'll give you great information. Broccoli's another one. Broccoli's garnered the most attention as breast cancer prevention food. Research has shown that it may block tumor growth, explains Marion, who's preventing the further spread of cancer if it does occur. You can also get this anti-cancer benefit from other cruciferous veggies, including cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and kale. But you most likely need to eat one or more of these vegetables every day, she advises. Marion's a registered dietitian in the study that I'm talking about. Now, garlic's another big one, too. Been around forever. I'd eat a clove every day. But garlic seems to have an impact on what we call cell cycling. It's the process by which a normal, healthy cell might become cancerous. The credit for these goes to a component called allele sulfide. The allele sulfides are found throughout the onion family. And so garlic and onions, you can add them to your recipes. And, of course, they make a difference. You can get them in a supplemental form if that's what you want to do. But, again, with people on blood thinners, you always need to check with your doctor before taking any garlic supplements because there could be potential drug interactions on that. Apples are great. Now, apple a day keeps what? The doctor away. That's very true. But there's a catch. If you normally peel your apple and toss away the colorful wrapping, you're tossing away the rich source of antioxidants, fiber, and the compounds, including quercetin, that are strong in the anti-cancer nutrition category. Lab studies show that the apple peel can actually fight the spread of cancer cells. So good news is that you won't need the exotic the varieties, like all the different fancy kind of apples, Fuji apples and all these other, Granny Smith. The regular Gala apples are just as good. Regular red apples are fine. And of course, you may like the taste of the other ones, but all of them contain most of the tight-packed cancer-fighting nutrients in the peel. Pomegranates are good, too. Now, these are my favorite. Now, I got to be honest. I've always had pomegranate juice, but it wasn't until about a couple of years ago that I actually had a pomegranate. In some of my medical training that I was doing, I had a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant eating one, and I said, you know, I've never really had one of those. Let me have it. I'd love to try it. And, of course, if you've never had one, you crack them open, cut them open, and it looks like a honeycomb inside with these little red seeds. And, I mean, it is, they're so good. I mean, if you think the pomegranate juice tastes good, the actual fruit, to me, is just amazing. Now, it's very messy. I got it all over myself. I mean, it's like the red dye just goes everywhere. But they're unbelievably good. So research in the role of pomegranates are saying now are very, very strong. And they're strong in the help to fight cancer growth, especially estrogen-dependent cancers, which, as we know, are a lot of the breast cancer type issues. So some of the things I love about pomegranates that they're talking about, that, of course, adding to your grocery list is important, but they also can help fight heart disease and potentially prostate cancer, guys. So they're just phenomenal at what they can do. They're very, very good, too. I just love the taste of them. Walnuts are very important. Now, all the nuts are great. Almonds, you know, I talk about them a lot. But the walnuts are fantastic. Now, they have a huge amount of omega-3 fatty acids. They help reduce body inflammation. And we also know that they're great as a preventative measure for breast cancer tumors and also prostate. So this tasty nut, they say, can play a role in your breast cancer prevention. Fish is good, too. Don't forget your omega-3 fats. Salmon is phenomenal as well. But, of course, the anti-cancer nutrition recommendations usually say limit your intake of red meat and processed meats like bacon and packaged deli meats. You always want to lean toward mackerel, salmon, sea bass, and tuna as more of your better choices in this. And I really do. I'm a huge fish guy, too. I eat fish all the time. I think it's one of the best sources of proteins next to eggs that we can get. Flaxseed, they're saying now, of course, is very beneficial in people that deal with breast cancer or they're concerned about it. When you use milled flaxseed, it has a component called lignans, explains in this. And lignans may actually decrease cancer growth, making it a perfect substitute or help or addition to the diet for management in most cancer situations. It's a good adjunct. Remember, these are not cures. These are not the ultimate remedies. These are supportive foods. While you're going through chemotherapy, while you're going through radiation, whatever your oncologist has you doing, you know, talk to them about this. Get a good oncologist-based RD that is, get their little certification in that. It makes a big difference. Soybeans are good, too. Don't forget, we've got some more foods that are beneficial for breast cancer if you're dealing with that or know someone that is. I'm talking about the top foods that will support your body. If you're dealing with breast cancer, you wanted to prevent it and not go there, or you're under treatment and therapy right now and you want to know what can you do to build your body up. Got a few more foods to talk about that, and back to the calls when we come back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.